It's 11 a.m. on day 13. That's Thursday, May 29th. I'm about 160 kilometres north of Cloncurry, pedalling south, about 20 kilometres south of Birkenwells Roadhouse, where I stopped for a nice breakfast not very long ago and to pick up quite a few supplies. Today's going to be a bit of a struggle. Although the road's not that hilly, it's going through almost open plain like country, and there's a strong southeasterly wind blowing, which is hitting me on my front left side. I'm finding it very difficult to get up over 20 kilometres an hour in terms of speed, which means it's going to be a long haul on Curry. I had hoped to get there in time to check into a motel tonight. I tried to call from Birkenwells Roadhouse, there's no phone reception there. Now I'm starting to think that at the speed I'm travelling, I won't get to Cloncurry until 8 or 9 at night. And rather than go to a hotel for a short sleep, I might be better just to turn towards Mount Isa, which is the next town, and sleep by the road again, which is what I did last night. If the wind drops, my plans might change. I don't know. Also, I've been listening to the local Australian Broadcasting Commission radio station, ABC, and noticed that there's some convention of police officers in Cloncurry this week, so there's a good chance that there's no motel rooms available anyway. So accordingly, at Birkenwells, I picked up another day's worth of supplies to keep me going till Mount Isa if I don't get anything between here and there. And there is nothing between here and there except Cloncurry, which is a few kilometres off to the side, so I won't actually bother going there unless I'm going to stay there tonight. Last night, I ended up finding a roadside camping area, or lay-by area, which was quite well set up. Quite a few caravans and campers there. They were all in bed, or just about in bed by the time I arrived at 9 o'clock. There were a few picnic tables with shelters over them, and I decided that that was as good as any place to stop, so I just spread out my swag, didn't bother erecting the one-man tent, just crawled into it and zipped it up, and slept reasonably well till 3 a.m. when my alarm went off. And then I quietly packed up and left without disturbing any of the other residents. I hadn't gone very far and I started to get very sleepy again. That's something I'm not enjoying too much on this trip, just not getting enough sleep. And around 5:30, 6 o'clock, I was very close to stopping and having another short snooze by the road. But I wanted to resist because I knew it was going to be a bit of a struggle. I was already conscious that the headwinds were quite strong, and I definitely want to get at least as far as Cloncurry today. So I kept plugging away, and as the sun came up, I started to feel a bit better. I had a big breakfast at the roadhouse and a large coffee flavoured milk. I feel reasonably wide awake now, although not enjoying the riding, as you may be able to hear in the microphone, the wind's whistling in. Even now I'm just pedalling up a slight rise and my speed's only 15 kilometres an hour, and that's reasonably hard work. So you can get the understanding that it's going to be a hard day. Also the wind, it's sort of sandpapering my left nostril and drying out my left eye. So altogether, pretty uncomfortable riding. The sun's getting higher in the sky now, it's getting a bit warmer. There's a little bit of high cloud around, but nothing much to speak of. And the forecast afternoon temperature is about 28, 29 centigrade. So it's gonna get quite warm out here as well. Cycling into the wind, you dehydrate more quickly too. Anyway, because you're pretty much pushing all the time riding into the wind, I've decided to brake every 20 kilometers, which is gonna quite badly makes it a slow trip, but you don't get any brake when you're against the wind. There's no downhills to roll down. Every time you stop pushing on the pedals, you slow up very quickly. You don't make any progress. Like I said, the country's just flat, open grazing land. There's a couple of rocky outcrops over to the left, quite low, very dark red rocks. That's probably the first signs of more hilly country to come. My memory of this section is that you can do a fair bit of climbing later in the day. There's a bit of traffic on this road, a few road trains, a lot of tourists, probably at least 50% are caravans, campers or trailers. But it's not really much traffic compared to travelling on the East Coast. I was just listening to the weather forecast for the East Coast too, and there's quite a big storm system moving into the area where I was only 5 or 6 days ago, with gale force winds and torrential rain forecast. So I'm probably well away from there. Hopefully it's not going to have any impact here in central Queensland. We get to Cloncurry and turn towards Mount Isa. Assuming this wind keeps blowing the way it is, I'll then have it more or less following me for the next few days, which I'm really looking forward to. So that's hoping the storm system doesn't mess things up. No, well, not much wildlife around here. I guess a reasonable number of eagles, big birds of prey feeding on roadkill, and then you see quite a few of those same birds also killed. Apparently they're fairly slow to take off, especially if they've had a bit of a feed, and they just can't get out of the way a lot of these road trains as they barrel through. So there's a fairly high mortality rate for those large birds. Had one reasonably close call with a couple of kangaroos last night or early this morning when I was riding along, and two of them bounded out from one side of the road right into my path. I yelled, they deviated, and we didn't collide. I wasn't going that fast because they're going in the wind, so probably any impact would have been that devastating anyway. But we all got a bit of a fright. That's it for now.